Gary Yost is a photographer and now filmmaker in Marin County. He's been focusing a lot of attention on Mount Tam, and we're going to see some of that on KRCB television. The film is called Invisible Peak, about a part of the mountain not many people know about. Tell us about it.
The west peak of Mount Tamalpais was the site of the Air Force Station in charge of targeting for the Nike missile batteries in the Bay Area in the 1960s and 70s, and then in the 1950s it was part of the Hamilton Air Force Base Fighter Interceptor Targeting System. So for 30 years it had been fenced off from the public, and when the intercontinental ballistic missile systems became much more of a threat than bombers were, the station was obsolete, and the government shut it down in 1981, but they never cleaned it up. And when the land reverted back to the water district, there was no money for the cleanup operation, which was extremely expensive. Eventually, due to quite a bit of toxic asbestos on the site, Barbara Boxer managed to squeeze some funds out of the federal government to do asbestos abatement, but the site is still basically a junkyard in the middle of a state park, national park, and a watershed. A spot inside that park that hardly anyone has ever seen, and it holds the greatest views and most spectacular panoramas and vistas on Mount Tam and in the entire Bay Area.
And how did it come to your attention?
I was an avid hiker on the mountain for many years, and about 10 years ago I stumbled across it because there are two trails that crisscross through the old Air Force Station. I stumbled across this junkyard of concrete foundations and asphalt and power poles and just got very curious as to what this was doing in the middle of our park. And when I became a fire lookout, I started spending more and more time up on the peaks, and I decided to look at the West Peak as an opportunity to reveal something that needed greater local awareness. And it turned out that the Water District was in the process of building a collaboration with the National Parks and State Parks and Marin County Open Space to take care of these long-deferred maintenance and restoration projects on the mountain. And I kind of fell in with them to produce a film that raised awareness for the largest restoration project.
So would you consider this an advocacy piece?
Absolutely. I'm an advocate for the mountain and for our community to have this spot opened up for everyone to enjoy.
Let's talk briefly, too, about the companion piece that uses a form of stop action to capture the passage of an entire night from the mountaintop.
You're talking about the time-lapse cinematography techniques I used in Full Moon Pacific Blanket. Time-lapse is a form of stop action. What you're doing is shooting a frame at an interval, so you're speeding up the normal motion of the scene. And, of course, when you're talking about fog and clouds, those are very smooth, continuous motions that you can speed up without them becoming jerky or really stop motion-like. They just get faster. The reason why time-lapse photographers do that is to show very long passages of time compressed into a shot that's short enough for someone to appreciate that passage of time without having to actually be there for 4 or 5 hours. So what I did was a supermoon in August. I followed the moon from its rise over the East Bay to its set behind the West Peak and show people what it looked like from on top of the mountain when the moon traverses the sky and the fog comes in and covers the Bay Area. There's a very peaceful and serene quality to this metropolitan area of 7 million people that you can only appreciate from being on top of the mountain. So I feel like I got some of that across.
It's a beautiful piece of work, and I know that a lot of people will enjoy seeing it when it's broadcast. Thanks for taking time to talk with us on this broadcast.
My pleasure.